Disaster.
So last week, I mean, we reported on this and we spoke to them near the time. Last year, was it around June, July? There was an incident at a church service in Centurion. Pieter van der Westhuizen was there. He was part of the congregation. Robbers came in. He pulled a gun and shot at them, which killed two. The third robber got away in a getaway car. Obviously, there's an investigation when there are incidents like that. And how many months later? A number of months later, he has been cleared. And the inquest found that he didn't act negligently and they cleared him of any wrongdoing. I can just also imagine the toll that this takes on your family. This case and investigation hanging over your head after what was already a pretty traumatic experience. Pieter, bye, dankie dat jy ons vir oggend join hier so en ook Ulrich Roo. Pieter, your attorney from Ulrich Roo & Associates. Pieter, eerstens net aan jou, goeiemôre.
Môre Martin, span en baie dankie aan die luisteraars.
En Ulrich, môre aan jou.
Hi, goeiemôre Martin, lekker om met julle te praat.
Well, firstly, I'm so glad that it's over. Ek sien net op die lig, Pieter het seker gehoor. You know, firstly, that whole incident is traumatic. And secondly, then there's this whole inquest story that lasts months and months. Are you relieved?
Ja, ek is regtig baie verlig. Kyk, die trauma van die voorval was eintlik dat het meer in 'n kerk was en iets as iets anders te. Want ja, 21 jaar in die polisie raak nie vamper gewoond aan soeit in 'n skietery. So daar is nie veel trauma daar nie, maar nog steeds is nie lekker om iemand te skiet nie. En dan ja, die verligting nou na al die maande se stres is baie lekker. Is regtig baie lekker dat dit vrygeskel is.
Ulrich, van jou kant af en die span natuurlik seker baie baie verlig en bly dat dit so uitgedraai het, né?
Ja, inderdaad. Ek dink jy weet, ons het van die uitdaansbereid het ons dit duidelik gemaak dat Pieter het in selfverdediging opgetree en dat jy weet, hy opgetree het in 'n manier wat as hy nie gedoen het wat hy gedoen het nie, dan kon daar definitief 'n geval gewees van onskuldige mense wat baie seer kon kry of hulle lewens het verloor het. So uit die staansbreid was hy held in my oog gewees en ja, ons is baie bly dat geregtigheid het geskied en dat die saak nou afhandel is sodat hy kan aangaan met sy lewe.
You know, because obviously when three men storm and interrupt a church service and it becomes very clear to you that they're not there to join in prayer, you have to react. And gelukkig, soos jy gesê het, Pieter, you spent a number of years in the police service. How quickly does a person, is it just instinct where you just sum up the situation just like that and react to it the way that you did?
Ja, in die polisie moet jy vinnig optreek. Jy het 'n sekond of twee om 'n besluit te neem. Meeste polisman sal vir jou sê. En op daai stadium was ek op my gemakste geweest. Ons het gesing vir die Here en die volgende oomblik sê my vrou vir my, het jou wapen by jou. En dog, dis nou 'n snaakse ding om te vra terwyl ek vir die Here sing. Maar toe ek opkyk, toe sien ek, hier kom hulle met die wapens. En daai split sekond het ek gedink, is dit nou grap, is dit 'n toneelspel wat ek nie van verwittig is nie, en toe dadelik toe sny ek af en toe skop die polisman in van daar af.
Toe weet jy daar is moeilikheid en daar is soveel mense, and this is also what this inquest or the judgment tells us, is the fact that if you didn't do what you did, it would have or could have ended very badly for other people in that congregation. So jy is regtig geheld.
Ek sien myself nie as 'n held nie, ek sien myself nou as lid van die publiek wat opgestaan het vir reg en geregtigheid. Ek meen, na die tyd, mense sien deur die hele proses, hoor jy die mense by die bloed van Jesus en jy hoor die angs in die mense se stemme soos hulle bid. En as jy die skote moet kyk en die bewegings wat ek gedoen het, moes ek eintlik dood gewees het en dan besef jy die gevoel wat agter jou rug verbygegaan het, was 'n koel, niks anders te nie. En dan sien jy die Here se hand in daai hele proses wat ongelooflik is.
As South Africans, Ulrich, what do we learn from this whole experience? What do we take away from this?
Well, firstly, I think there's always questions out there and also from clients of ours as to what constitutes self-defense and under what circumstances a person can act in self-defense. You know, there's been numerous cases decided by our courts to state that the action that a person takes must be in accordance with the threat that is being imposed either upon him or upon other people. And that is exactly what Peter just mentioned now. You know, he had a split second to make a decision and to say that, well, if I do not act accordingly, then not only myself, but other people could lose their lives. And that is the absolute definition of self-defense, in that if he did not act in the way that he did, then other people or himself could have lost their lives. And that is what we must always remember, is that your actions must be in accordance with the threat that was being imposed. You know, and in addition to that, I would just like to add as well, you know, when the incident occurred, it was on the 26th of July last year, and the news broke, a lot of people actually contacted our officers and said to us, you know, there were a few people who said, how can your client go to church with a gun? And my straight answer to that was, well, people are robbing churches these days. So thank goodness he did take a gun with him to church. And then secondly, the public support for Peter was unbelievable. You know, there were numerous parties who offered to pay for his legal services. There were numerous parties who offered to assist him in whatever way they could, whether it be counseling or any other assistance. And it really gave, you know, us just reassurance that there is still a lot of good people out there.
Of course.
And that, you know, we must stand together, exactly as Peter says now. Innocent people who could have lost their lives whilst attending a church service. It doesn't matter what religion you are, what you believe in. That just simply cannot ever be acceptable. And if we stand together and have more people like Peter, I think, you know, society is on a good track.
You know, and just picking up, Ulrich, what you said, this is the harsh reality about life in South Africa. Is that, I mean, police stations are being attacked and robbed. Police vans, churches, children, women. And I know this might be a tough question, and I don't know who wants to answer this for me. Do you think more people need to carry firearms? And obviously they need to know what to do with them. Because you often hear the other side of the coin, people saying, listen, don't, because you have a better chance of them using it against you. But in this case, Peter, you defended yourself, saved your own life, and possibly those of the other people in church that morning.
Ja, weet jy, Martin, dit is 'n goeie vraag. Moet jy 'n wapen dra of nie? Want as my koel deur die verdagte gegaan het en iemand getref het, was die saak heeltemal anders te vir my, strafbare manslag of iets. So as jy 'n wapen gebruik, moet jy eerstens weet dat daar kan nadele wees. Jy kan iemand per ongeluk raak skiet en hulle kan jou wapen ken jy daar. So jy moet definitief weet, eerstens, wanneer gebruik jy wapen, hoe gebruik jy wapen en word opgelei met jou wapen en raak bewus van jou omgewing. Los jou selfoon by 'n robot, want soveel keer is dit hoe daai rower moet van die bos afkom jou nader. Jy mis dit. Raak net meer bewus van wat om jou aangaan.
They don't come from nowhere, they come from somewhere. And you need to spot the threat and you need to know how to react. In your case, with all that experience, obviously, thankfully, you did all the right things. Hoe gaan het met jou familie? Is jullie allemaal okay?
Ja, my familie is okay. My vrou is net blij, ek kry my wapen terug. Want sy was my baie bekommerd. My ma en pa is verlig en allemaal is baie verlig en ja, nou kan ons weer aangaan.
Oh, so they take your weapon away from you while they, I mean, this is now since July last year?
If you, yeah, this is your ander nadeel.
What?
This is your ander nadeel. 9 maande was my wapen van my weggeneem. So as jy optrede doen en iemand skiet, moet jy weet, jy gaan 'n hele ruk sonder 'n wapen. So dan ek is regtig net dankbaar vir Spede Christo en Vida Park. Hulle was regtig goed op die toneel. Die ambulance, die nooddienste, joh. Ek is rarig wel voorig, ek weet dit gebeur nie altyd op tonele nie.
Yes.
Maar dit het alles vir my net reg uitgewerk.
Ulrich, that seems unfair.
No, Martin, I think just in addition to what Peter said, remember that the South African firearm laws are very strict. And the reason why that is so is because there is such an abundance of illegal firearms doing the rounds in South Africa. So in order to obtain a valid firearm license and to be legally in possession of a firearm, it is a very stringent and tedious process that a person needs to go through. And those laws must remain, you know, because the question will always be there, should I be carrying a firearm, should I not? There's always the fear that a firearm could be used against you. There's always the fear that you could become a target of a house invasion or a robbery in order for people to take, you know, your firearm. But if one adheres to all the laws and the regulations and you are a competent person to handle a firearm, such as Peter clearly is, then there's nothing that prohibits you from carrying that. And as Peter says now, they automatically, when an incident occurs with a firearm regulation, that firearm is confiscated. It forms part of the investigation by the police. And only once you are cleared, then an investigation is launched by the police to determine whether you are still competent to legally carry a firearm. So once again, it's a very stringent process. You know, and luckily for Peter, well, not luckily, but clearly, because it was found that he by whatsoever, he's now able to get his firearm back as soon as possible. And I think that those laws must remain in place, because we very often do see people acting either in a negligent or reckless manner, which leads to fatalities caused by firearms carried by South African citizens.
Well, te dank aan jou, Peter. Mense wie in vrede bid. Baie dankie vir die chat, manne. Ek is verskriklik bly vir jou part, Peter, that I'm glad this whole inquest is over. And you can get on with your life. I'm sure this was like a donker wolk wat oor jou gehang het. Al weet mense, jy het die regte ding gedoen. Jy weet, alles met daai nog steeds gebeur vir maande en maande op einde. So, geniet die rest van jou dag, liefde vir die families. Ulrich, dankie vir die chat ook. Ulrich Roo, of course, attorney to Peter van der Westhuizen. Peter, liefde en vrede daar aan jou familie, hoor.
Baie dankie, Martin.
Thank you, Martin.
Cheers, guys. Okay. Bye-bye. Peter and Ulrich there, speaking to us after Peter has been cleared after that months-long inquest, after that shooting at the church that morning. Three robbers stormed in. He shot and killed two of them. One got away. The inquest is over. He did the right thing, and he probably, in all likelihood, saved lives. As you will gaan hoor of deal, audio on demand, jacarandafm.com.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Every morning.
From 6 to 9 a.m.
I love it.